T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
3 scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary, and it's time for a local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. As Alan said, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have been working with the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital for 22 years, partnering with Night of Light Laughter, but of course 2020 came up and COVID-19 had other ideas. So this year we were unable to put together our survivorship event with comedy, didn't have it in person or virtually, and we missed it so much. But we have been visiting with physicians from Hartford Hospital all month long, and I have the pleasure of having Dr. Pat DeFusco, Medical Director of the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute and a breast medical oncologist practicing at Hartford Hospital. She and I have had the pleasure of working together for Relay for Life, for Making Strides. I've known you for years. My wife worked in oncology for 10 years, and what a pleasure it is to talk with you this morning, Dr. DeFusco.
Thank you, Mike. Same here. And I really am so grateful for all the support that you and Alan and Mary have given us over the years and WRCH in general to help support our program.
Well, you've really educated us over these 22 years, you and Dr. Solner and the staff there, because it's such a huge patient undertaking. You know, that the hospital gives so much as far as service with so many different people. I wonder if you can share that with us right now.
Yeah, breast cancer, as you know, I mean, the incidence has been rising, and it's estimated this year that there'll be over about 276,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer.
Wow.
And just under 50,000 new cases of non-invasive cancer, what we call DCIS. But you know, importantly, the death rate has gone down. As you said, you and I have been doing this for a long time, and it's been really wonderful for me to see the advances we've made, both in terms of drug treatment for actual treatment of cases of breast cancer, for supportive care, and to see this death rate really go down. At Hartford now, we have the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute, and I'm the medical director of the breast program there, and we are coordinating our care among all our hospitals. You know, 5 or 6 years ago, we were Hartford Hospital and Bacchus and Midstate and HOCC, and now we're a real system.
Mm.
And COVID actually has brought us all together. We've had more meetings as a result of COVID to talk about how we could safely deliver care to our patients. We are enormously concerned about patients delaying their care through COVID, and we're working to make sure that all our facilities, our mammogram facilities and our office facilities are well sanitized so that we can treat people safely and that they can come in and get their care and not be concerned about that. We are having common breast tumor conferences where people from across the system can sit in, and so we can offer expertise from one area to another. I was on with Fairfield this morning, and I've been on with most of our other hospitals, satellite hospitals, to talk with them during their breast conferences and help to coordinate that care.
Wow. Well, the collaboration is amazing, no doubt about it. What about the differences in therapeutics and in surgery since we started working together 15 years ago?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, not only, you know, has breast-conserving surgery come into its own, but we are able to do surgery such that we can not only treat the cancer but preserve the cosmetic effect for patients. And there's kind of hidden scar surgeries, and there's other ways of treating the breast tissue to kind of optimize the cosmetic result for the patient. So that eases some of the, you know, difficulty of going through this whole process. Medically, in some of our more serious, you know, cancers, those women with triple-negative breast cancer, HER2 HER2-positive breast cancer. There's been, you know, new therapeutics, new approaches, giving chemotherapy first. It's still a long haul, and it's still a difficult process, but there is hope there that we can do better than we did before in terms of options to prolong survival. In HER2-positive disease, within the past year, there's been 3 new drug approvals. Having said all that, we also have to need to be aware about what the potential long-term effects of our treatment are, and I think one of the things that's really in the forefront in oncology is thinking about what effect our treatments may have down the road. I mean, our goal is to cure women, our goal is to keep people alive, and we want them to do that with good quality and not have unforeseen, you know, consequences down the road.
So completely safe now with COVID-19. You've taken those precautions, much more resources because you've combined all these hospitals into the Hartford healthcare system. So it sounds like there's a lot of hope.
There is a lot of hope, and I really encourage women not to miss their mammograms and to come in. We have been, you know, I've been seeing patients throughout the whole COVID pandemic. We've been treating patients with chemotherapy who really needed to do so, and we've been safe. And I think we at Hartford Hospital and the Cancer Institute in general and the breast program are committed to providing the safest care we can, and we are really committed to our patients in giving them, you know, safety and care during this pandemic.
Well, we're sad that we don't have a Night of Light Laughter this year, but we are all looking forward to celebrating survivorship and raising more funds, over $1 million so far for breast cancer treatment and research. And Dr. Pat DeFusco, thanks as always for chatting with us.
Thank you, and thank you to everybody at WRCH for all your support.